From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama challenged states and universities today to help keep the cost of college education within reach. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president spoke at the University of Michigan, where in-state tuition this year tops $12,000.
President Obama is urging lawmakers to boost student aid, but he warns the federal government alone can't keep pace with tuition costs that have been outrunning inflation. Mr. Obama says cutbacks in state funding are partly to blame. He also challenged college administrators to do a better job of controlling costs.
If you can't stop tuition from going up, then the funding you get from taxpayers each year will go down. We should push colleges to do better.
The administration is planning to create a college report card to help students compare costs and how well schools prepare graduates for success. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
GOP presidential candidates Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich are courting Hispanic voters in Florida ahead of next week's primary. Speaking at a conference in South Florida today, Gingrich said that too many enemies stand in the way of sweeping change in terms of economic policy. Gingrich announced today he supports stricter border control, faster deportation proceedings, and a guest worker program. Mitt Romney, for his part, was blaming the news media for tarnishing the Republican Party's reputation when it comes to the topic of immigrants and immigration. Florida has roughly 1.5 million Hispanic voters. Thousands of protesters marched in cities across Europe today to mark the first anniversary of the bloodiest day of the uprising that ousted then-President Hosni Mubarak last year. NPR's Soraya Sirhani-Nelson reports from Cairo. Many of the protesters are demanding an early end to military rule.
The protesters were commemorating the so-called Day of Rage when Mubarak's forces killed hundreds of people in a bid to quash the popular uprising that eventually forced him from power. Many of the secular protesters say they came out today, as they did on the first anniversary of the revolution earlier this week, to demand that Egypt's ruling generals hand over power before the presidential elections next summer. They no longer trust the junta to oversee Egypt's transition to democracy. But many more supporters of the Islamists, who also turned out, say they want to give the ruling military council time to fulfill its pledge to hand over power to the newly elected parliament. That parliament is dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood and ultra-conservative Salafists. Soraya Sirhani-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
Ratings agency Fitch has announced it's downgrading the credit ratings of five European nations, including Italy and Spain. Jeremy Siegel is a professor of economics in Wharton and says there are a couple of possible economic outcomes that are worrying the ratings agencies.
There's two sources of worry. One is that a banking failure will spill over into the U.S. banking system. I don't think that's going to happen, especially after the latest ECB actions last month. The second is a recession will slow down our sales to Europe, which is one of our, you know, foreign buyers, of course.
Downgrade also covers Belgium, Cyprus, and Slovenia. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 74 points. You're listening to NPR. The company that owns the Costa Concordia says it plans to offer uninjured passengers who were aboard the cruise ship just over $14,000 apiece to compensate them for lost baggage and psychological trauma they suffered when the vessel ran aground and capsized. The ship's owner announced that it has held talks with groups claiming to represent more than 3,200 passengers. The unit of Miami-based Carnival Corp says it will also reimburse passengers the full cost of the cruise. At least 16 people were killed. Another 16 on board the ship are still missing and presumed dead after the vessel struck a reef earlier this month. An Oscar-winning costume designer from Japan, whose creations brought a sensual, surreal feel to film and the stage, has died at the age of 73. Her most notable work includes design for Broadway's Spider-Man and the opening ceremony of the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this remembrance.
Eiko Ishioka's designs could be brilliant and exotic, classical and unconventional. Eiko Ishioka worked in just about every medium, a music video for Bjork, costumes for the Olympics, designing both the sets and costumes for Broadway's M. Butterfly. Eiko Ishioka won an Oscar for her work on Francis Ford Coppola's movie Bram Stoker's Dracula. He once said, "Beauty itself is her medium." Eiko Ishioka died Saturday in Tokyo of pancreatic cancer. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Online social networking site Facebook has announced plans to file documents as early as next week for a highly anticipated initial public offering. Wall Street Journal, citing anonymous sources, says the world's biggest social networking site would be valued at between $75 billion and $100 billion. It's expected the IPO could raise as much as $10 billion. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.